Alright. Yeah, so my neighbors, they quit their party like around midnight.
That would have been one in the morning for me.
There was like, I want to say 25 to 30 soldiers in that backyard with spouses.
Okay. There was a big party.
Like
on a Thursday? Welcome to the Cold Brew session. We're going to talk about Oscar's neighbor's party.
I really don't want to talk about that. Like, it's very boring.
We don't have to. It was just a good intro. I liked it.
Yeah. No, it was fine. Like I'm used to soldiers and airmen and the like.
Yeah.
And some can, you know, the thing is, we like to glorify our military, which is good for in my mind, because I'm not going to get into politics or military or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's not do that. But what a lot of people fail to understand is they're just regular people.
Yeah.
They're human beings. They're like human beings. And you. And so,
and it's a stressful job.
Not everyone is designed for killing. I really do think you need sociopaths. But
and we're done. Like, we're done. My fear isn't like, oh, we're gonna get like too PC or something on the show, or I'm the kind of person, I'm like, I don't want to offend people, that's fine, but I want everyone to be able to speak their truth. But I know you need a minute to think your thought out before you say it, because when you said that, I could see in your eyes, you're like, help me stop this. This doesn't have a track. This is just going to
rip. No, I've had this conversation. I've had this conversation with Jordan before, because we were talking about, we were talking about how, yeah, like how things in the civilian sector, how I'm talking like from way back. Let's start beginning of human history. And we're going up to the modern age. Mm-hmm. And we literally have centuries of might is right, right?
Yes. Okay. I was wondering so where this was going. Yes.
Yeah. So we have literally our 90% of the human timeline is might is right, and then in the last 100-150 years, we're slowly going towards equality in man, and sort of, you know, whether it's women's rights, you know, any ethnicity, race, whatever. So we're
yeah, but there's still a lot of, yeah, but there's still a lot of work to be done, like so much.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying in comparison, so like 90% of human history is I take what I want with this, versus we can now have discussions and we're a little bit more civilized. So we're currently evolving, because we're talking about like looking at the past in the with modern lenses. You can't do that. But anywho, we were going there, and it was just like, it's sad because we live in a great country. I still think that, but it's like a lot of other countries out there who are not as fortunate as us still have that mentality of might is right, and we don't understand how good we have it in certain regards. There's still lots of progress that needs to be done, but we were just talking about that, and so there's just like, and then we got somehow into the military, because we were both military spouses, obviously, and we were like, you know, there's some, you know, people that aren't cut out for the military.
Yeah, that's like in every, like the thing. So I'm just gonna say two things, and then the first thing being, yeah, that's just like, that's the thing people, I personally feel, just to go, is people forget is it is a profession, but it's a profession a lot of people push, and it's just like every other profession where, you know, you've worked with a coworker, you're like, you should not be in this job, just in general, like from restaurants to everywhere, you're like, there is someone who should not be in this job. And just like the military has that. And two, the thing I want to say is, I love how this conversation started with Enrique. I don't want to talk about politics. So in the dawn of man, let me get into politics from the beginning of the, this is burnt out coffee cool down edition. We haven't even done our intro, and we just gave you apparently civics lesson.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was like, they came for geek culture. But it's good to give out your opinion, honestly.
Geek culture and
politics, I mean, do actually bleed a lot. People don't realize that.
Because like when we read our books, like things that we like, Lord of the Rings,
One day we're gonna get to this intro. I promise, people.
Yeah, one day. Starship Troopers. That's all. Politics. That's all military things like that.
Oh yeah, people fail. So like
we have to understand.
X-Men is politics. You're
frozen a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Woo! I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I did that. Oh, people, Oscar can't hear me. This is my chance to do the intro. What's up, everyone? This is Burnt Out Coffee, Covert Edition. I am Enrique Rosado, at Ryder Rosado, and with me, as always, since he's still frozen, Oscar Fernandez, at Oscar Farts.
You're frozen, but I hear you perfectly.
Oh, that's good. Really? Mine, I'm moving around and everything. You're moving around in mine.
Your face is literally like this.
It's good because the reason why that's good, Oscar, let me tell you. I'm the one screen recording. So everyone can still see me move and see you move. And that's the positivity. You may not, but they will. Yeah.
And you're back. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's not. That is honestly a topic we can have for like a full-blown episode.
Yeah. Politics and geek culture. Of course. I like how you're telling me like, Enrique, don't start talking about it. So in the dawn of man, let me tell you, when we were cavemen, we went, ugh, politics, let us discuss.
It's fine. We don't have to talk about it. Let's talk about something fun.
This is supposed to be our first Halloween edition. What's scarier than the political climate of the current situation we live in of 2020? Ooh, VP debates, presidential debates. I didn't start it. I just said.
Yeah, you said, let's talk about my neighbor's barbecue.
Yeah, all I. You're right. I see it. The connection. Ribs, barbecue ribs, Texas. Texas is a state. State lives in the United States politics.
Well, so, no. The whole point is that they were soldiers.
It's 6 degrees of politics. So, welcome to our spooky edition of Cobra.
I just want to start over.
Nope. Okay, I was going to say something, but I don't know if that was going to land, because I was like, it's the pumpkin spice version of Cold Brew. Because I'm like, pumpkin Halloween, and I do like pumpkin spice. At me, I don't care. It is delicious. But I'm trying to count the weeks. We're doing 3 weeks, just because of how our scheduling went, like my computer and everything. We couldn't do 4 weeks of Halloween. We're doing 3 weeks of Halloween content, because Halloween is actually one of my all-time favorite holidays. I still dress up for it. It's really fun. But this year, sadly, we won't be able to do as much as we wanted for obvious reasons. So we thought we're going to give every episode is going to have a Halloween theme. We're covering. For a whole minute, my mind processed, are we talking about Primal? And I went, no, we did that last week. My mind is 100%.
You're on the cooldown. I have no idea what we're doing for the cooldown. I know what we're doing for the next week or this Friday.
Oh, you mean the thing we watched? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
But right now is the start of the Halloween content, spookiness. And I had an idea of, with the cooldown being geek culture and like the whole point of the cooldown, Cold Brew, is like the whole point of Burnt Out Coffee is we talk about things we love. Anime, manga, comics. Talk about news coming out from it and everything to more everything. I know I'm saying everything a lot, but what I'm just basically trying to say is this is all going to have Halloween-esque themes. And one thing I thought, Oscar, it would be fun for Oscar and I have, with no prep work at all, kind of off the cuff, because I feel like it's more raw that way, is
literally, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I'm putting you on the spot. What, Oscar, do you think is your favorite? Because I also planned it, trust me. Because you've been doing this all this month, people don't know. You've been watching almost every day a horror movie. And I was going to say, is your favorite horror franchise? Now, the specificity of franchise is because I'm not saying there are in franchises you can go, this has a better movie that beats all other movies in this franchise. But as a whole, that piece together, what is your favorite
within the spooky genre?
In the spooky, yeah, like spooky genre. And I want to give you a little parameters. You can bend the word horror a bit. So you can go, this may not be traditional. Like an example for me would be, this is, I would actually say, one of my all-time favorite horror movies, but it's not really horror. Shaun of the Dead. is one of my all-time favorites, but I know that's like bending.
I mean, it's like horror comedy. I mean,
yeah, exactly. It's, that's
it's,
what
it's
I mean.
A melding of the genres. But yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I got you.
I just know a lot of like horror people will go like, "That's not true horror." I'm like, I know, I'm bending it because it has comedy within it, but it's
one of my all-time favorites. And technically, that is its own franchise because I think they're all connected.
It's connected in the Cornetto trilogy, but they're not. The whole point of the Cornetto trilogy is they take each different genre, where the next one was like cop action films like Bad Boys and stuff, and the one after was like the end of the world alien invasions.
Yeah,
that's why I'm like, okay. But like, so do you, I'm putting you on the spot first, Oscar, what is your favorite horror franchise?
I'm gonna have to go with Evil Dead, Sam Raimi.
Ooh, the horror franchise gone comedy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, I'm gonna make a big horror film and get a name for myself, and everyone just laughed at me, so I've made comedies.
Which just sucks because he is a good director. I really think he is a really good director. And then
we were talking about the other day, like the reboot of the remake, I should say, not reboot, but the remake of Evil Dead was terrifying.
Yeah, it was actually horror.
Yeah, he finally got to make the Evil Dead he wanted to, and it was like Jordan has yet to actually get through the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen it only once in theaters, but it was really good. I was like, ooh,
Yeah, because Evil Dead is an interesting franchise. Because if I'm right, it went Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, which was a remake of Evil Dead, Army of Darkness, a few comics, and then it even had a show called Ash versus the Evil Dead. And then the reboot,
which had three seasons, which was really good. I enjoyed it all.
I actually started watching. Oh, hope no one saw that. I accidentally hit my mic. Sorry for our audio listeners. But no, like, and then like, yeah, I started watching it. So what makes Evil Dead, like, what is the thing that makes you go, yes, that is my favorite horror? And again, I use the word favorite as we recognize it may not be the best, but what makes it Oscar Fernandez's favorite horror?
It just stands the test of time for me personally. Mm-hmm. Like, I like sort of the cheesy B movie kind of feel to begin with. Mm-hmm. So I like a lot of Bruce Campbell movies, not just Evil Dead. But my thing is, like, the comedy still works, mm-hmm. and it doesn't take itself too seriously. Like, even the original Evil Dead, which was supposed to be a serious film, it has all these little quirks where it's just kind of silly. But, you know, the special effects are fun and things like that. So it's just all of them have been just entertaining. Mm-hmm. Throughout the years as I watch them. And then when I go back to other franchises like Nightmare on Elm Street, especially Jason, like the Halloween and Friday the 13th, like, mm-hmm. those, a lot of those don't hold up for me. Like, I remember being scared as a kid and I watched them and they're just like cheesy, mm-hmm. but they don't have that comedy or that special element like Evil Dead does, where it's kind of like the exaggerated, like, look of the monsters and things like that, mm-hmm. to where I can still be entertained by it.
Yeah, because I find
it's very much it was very much a product of its time.
I find that kind of funny a little bit because Evil Dead, first one, like you said, came out as, oh, it's so oddly not horror that it's funny, and it became a comedy. Whereas, like, you could say the same thing about the original Nightmare on Elm Street series, and especially the Friday 13th, where it went from being like serious slash to Jason in space, and it's like they took a weird turn. Like they went.
It's called the 90s and early 2000s. Like Jordan and I were discussing this the other day. It's like the 90s is a very special realm because it's the only decade where you can have movies like I Know What You Did Last Summer and the Scream series, mm-hmm. because it's too violent for like the 70s and 80s. Kind of.
Yeah.
But it's too cheesy for anything like after 2002.
Is it wrong?
You can't take those movies seriously at all. So like they can live right there like in 98,
97. I'm shocked you didn't mention the Leprechaun series. The perfect epitome. The perfect epitome. No, exactly. The epitome of we're horror. You're a what?
So like I think I don't know this for a fact. I think only the first one was in theaters, and it was Jennifer Aniston's first film.
Mm-hmm. And like, if you look at the box art and everything, they promote the shit out of Jennifer Aniston in Leprechaun. And you know, she's like, I don't really want to be known for this. I'm known but for
you know what? You know who really made it out of that?
Who?
Warwick Davis.
Who?
Warwick Davis, the Leprechaun himself.
Who?
Name he plays every midget. Star Wars, every Star Wars. He's Wicket.
I want you to know you just said Star Wars. He plays every Star Wars. You didn't say anything specific. Like, he plays this character. You just went, Luke Skywalker, take off the mask. It's him.
So ever since Return of the Jedi, I think he was like 13 years old when he played Wicket. He was in episode 1, 2, Wicket 3.
The character. Okay.
Yeah, the Ewok. He was like at Jabba's palace in episode 1. He was in Solo. He was like, you know, like the little lieutenant guy for Infest Nest. And like he's been in almost all of them since Return of the Jedi. And that really stupid cameo in Rise of Skywalker. But like
the greatest Harry Potter
series. You know, he plays.
I know who he is now. That's what I'm saying. When you started giving me names and everything, I started putting it together. But when you just screamed, he's in every Star Wars. He's Star Wars, and I was like,
is he Yoda? It's okay. So there's only two like famous little people that everyone knows. It's Warwick Davis and Peter Dinklage. No one knows. No one knows the other names.
No, there's a few. So my favorite horror franchise, Oscar. is So while you were talking in my head, I was like, oh, I think I know mine, but then it completely switched. So I have a weirdly controversial, I don't know if the right word is controversial, but I think I'm really stretching the word franchise as hard as I can. Okay, so my favorite, originally I was gonna say of the Dead series, you know, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead.
Okay, gotcha.
I was originally going to say those because I remember watching the original Night of the Living Dead and actually going, part of my brain was like, oh, it's old. No wonder it looks cheesy. But I went, it's still good. And then like watching the other ones going like, this is great. Because I have like my favorite horror monster is zombies. 100%. 100%. I am a sucker for zombies in something. I will watch it no matter how trashy it looks. You can be like, so the premise, get it. The premise is they're trapped in a Chuck E. Cheese with zombies. And the zombies are children? No, the zombies are old people. And I'm like, that's stupid. Where do I buy my ticket? I will hate this movie, but I'm going to give you a shot because you used the word zombie. This is your goal.
Enrique?
Yeah?
Zombies were not scary at all for decades until 30 days later. Where they could
the second that happened, you don't get it. For me, zombies were terrifying, and I'll tell you why. But I want to emphasize, this is not the franchise I choose still. But zombies are to me terrifying for two. No, you'll see why. So zombies are to me terrifying before that moment, because if you're a fan of Burnt Out Coffee, hi, you may have read some of the stuff I've written. And one thing, I was actually talking to Kevin about this on a commentary track, which you could check on our Patreon for Internet 24, quick plug. But like, I was talking to him and I went, oh my God, I realized something. He went, what? I write about the plague a lot. He went, what? I was like, it has nothing to do with our current situation. For years, ever since I was a kid, I was like, the thing that is going to kill all of humanity is disease. Disease is going to kill all of us. I knew it.
Didn't you draw that one, like, villain, or was he a
hero? He was like, to me in my mind, he was the strongest villain ever. I forgot his name. Spore, who was like a he disease. So I've always thought disease, and what are zombies? A form of disease. That is what their allegory was as well, but they were always linked to disease. So I was always terrified of them. The second I saw, I didn't see 30 days later first, I saw 30 weeks later. And I was like, oh, zombies. And I saw them sprint. I legitimately went, my fears are so much more now. I am going to die of zombies. So I love zombies because of that. They channel what I believe is my greatest fear is disease. Now, Oscar, do you want to know what is my greatest horror franchise? And I'm stretching the word franchise, and I'm ready to fight you.
On zombies. I thought it was zombies. So
it's because there's no one like franchise in my mind. It has four movies, and I feel each of these four movies are stronger, especially as a unit, than Of the Dead series, where Of the Dead has so many like standouts, like, oh, these are amazing, but they also have some shitty ones, like, look, we've trained zombies to eat horses, yum yum yum. That's a real plot point. Stephen King's It series. The old classic ones and the new ones. That's what I mean. I'm stretching the word franchise, but the It series is, in my mind, my favorite.
I wouldn't even call it a series.
I know. I'm stretching it. So it had two. It has four movies. Two straight to TV. Two straight to theater. That's a series. That's a franchise.
Two straight to theater. So just two movies.
It's four movies. It's a franchise. It's standing on
the
hill.
Technically, I think the first one, wasn't it just broken up like miniseries for TV? So I guess you can just call it one thing.
No. Each one was as long as a movie. They were very long. Part one and part two were like the whole original ones is just as long.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the second new one.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
How I describe it is simply this. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. Anyone who has complaints with it, I understand, because I haven't heard a complaint yet that they go, I don't like it for this. Like, there's this huge section in the middle that is not needed. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I still liked it, but yeah, you're right. You could have. There's a lot of fat they could have trimmed in that movie, and I feel like they kept it in because they were like, we want to make this as long and true as it can be. Glad they didn't keep the kid orgy scene, so that's a positive.
Oh, man.
What? But no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, in the book, there's a... when they went...
I didn't read that thing. That thing's like
so
in, Bible dick thick.
The Bible's dick is thick. Say that three times quick.
Bible.
I can't. You can't.
I was just trying to one time.
Wait, you were like, Bible. I quit. I'm sorry. I'm stuck on that. I'll do it. I'm ready. Bible. And I failed. One word in. Fuck. No, there's a scene in the original, in the book, where... to celebrate, as when they were kids, beating it for the first time, they all have sex.
I mean...
in the sewers. Stephen King was on cocaine. At least on that chapter.
He
was on
a lot of painkillers and other stuff. Yeah, he doesn't remember writing Cujo.
That is true. But no, I enjoyed the It series because
he wrote it in a weekend.
As a writer, let me tell you, that hurt to hear out loud. I hope that's not true because that hurt. But no,
it's it was like a best-selling book and movie. I did it on a drug binge one weekend.
Like, I did it. God, I hate that. That hurt my soul. So, but no, I choose the It series simply because it has a lot of standout moments. I was terrified as a kid when I watched the original. The first time I was introduced to it, I was at a friend's house, basically a family friend's house. So, my parents were watching It for the first time with their parents. And I walked out to go to the bathroom because they're like, kids, get in the bedroom. We don't want you guys watching this horror movie. And I was like, oh, we're innocent children. We would never. While we play Twisted Metal, the old car driving game. You remember?
Hey, that's innocent compared to It, man.
That is kind of factual. Okay.
All it is just cars smashing each other and blowing up, all right?
Yeah. I just heard a plane pass
Tim Curry
by and I was like...
it scarred me for life.
Oh, no. To me, it's the library scene. the library scene where like
I hate clowns. I freaking hate clowns.
Mm-hmm. So I walked out of the bathroom and I turned to my right. And do you remember in the old movie where it turns into like the giant crab or spider thing?
Spider, yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I shit myself out of nowhere. I was like, what is this? What the hell? And I was like, I was a little kid. And then when I saw the movie when I was older, like in middle school, I saw the library scene where the balloons were popping in blood and no one reacted. I was just like,
It's super eerie. It's super creeptastic. No, it's horrifying, and I hate those films.
Yeah. So great horror franchise.
Yeah.
And I think that is a good stopping point for now for this episode of Code Brew. We went on a truly horror-filled road. We started off with barbecues, the military, politics from the dawn of man, to...
Which I need to expand upon before I sound like a douchebag, but yeah.
Do you want like another 2 minutes to really like try to like say what you want
to
say?
No, it's not that I gotta save myself for my opinion. The point is I'm a little bitch and I couldn't do what is required by of most service members.
That's where I'm gonna cut it.
Yeah, that's fine. But no, the thing is the whole thing is like they want to soften the way things are done in training, like I have tons of family that are still in the military and retired and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they talk about, you know, making like a drill sergeant's not being able to yell at you anymore and things like that. And I'm just like, and even when my ex-wife, when she was in the military, they were allowing them more like cell phone time and more freedoms and basic training and stuff like that. And for me, if I'm coming from the civilian sector and if I'm doing engineering or something like that, sure, especially if I'm going to be stateside most of the time, okay. But if I'm going to be a combatant, you need to take the civilian and harden my mind. You need to rewire my brain in order to handle what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
And them downplaying this, not just my opinion, but a lot of soldiers that I know and airmen, it's just like you're setting these people up for failure. And that was the big thing that Jordan and I discussed last time. And it was just... It was a little bit concerning because they were talking about vetting because, like, you know how the big thing in our country now is with, like, police and how they need to be vetted more and stuff like that. It's the same thing with the military.
I think
the military is worse because you know how it is with recruiters. They have quotas.
Yeah. And they will get people in there. In my high school, they were just chilling in the cafeteria.
Exactly. They will fill in those numbers, and that's all you are is a number. They're not really vetting, you know, do you have the qualifications for this? They're just, like... We're getting as many as we can. And so, like, you know, it's a broken system and it all needs to be fixed. But, yeah, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so like, I have this conversation with my dad and, you know, my uncle and all that stuff.
We come from a military town and everything. It makes sense.
Spooky! Yeah, so, and that's what I was saying. Like, when the barbecue next door, it's like I saw a lot of young guys. And, like... I felt bad because I know like guys who've been in for, you know, 2 years, guys have been in for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And some of them, like, you have to have, especially if you're gonna be a combatant, you have to have like, when I said sociopath, I mean like, you know, that alpha male mentality, you know, you can't have like my mentality and expect to do some of those things, you know? Cause I sadly, I know a bunch of guys who, you know, calling me, knocking at my door at 4 a.m, being suicidal and things like that because they can't handle the stress of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
it's a stressful job.
Yeah, very so stressful. That sort of situation, that job needs to be vetted even more than, I say, the police, just because you have to have the right people in the right positions, and instead of just being, you know, numbers on a page. So,
and what
that's all that was in the discussion that me and Jordan had the other day. So it was a serious topic.
What is scarier than finding out the system that runs our military is broken and can cause harm to people? Welcome to the beginning of Spooky Burnt Out Coffee Month.
This is terrifying. Terrifying.
This took a turn I never saw coming. If you told
me. I know.
Me,
it's weird. It's so weird. It's two very different conversations.
If you told me just, Enrique, don't mention the word barbecue. You will be, don't. It triggers Oscar.
No,
what you're saying, I'm glad you shared what you said. Yeah. I'm glad you shared what you said. I'm glad you said your opinion. And in the sense of like, it felt like because as both of us growing up in a military town, we do have our opinions and everything of this situation, even though we're both not serving, we do see it from just an outside. And that is so, like the grain of salt we have in everything,
you know?
No, exactly. And that's like the grain of salt we throw it on is like, we recognize we are not in it, but also it's, we experience it a lot in life and we see it. But guess what? That was this episode of Burnt Out Coffee. And it's time for some house cleaning to the remaining two people. Hello. How are you? Oscar, do you have a special message for them?
I love you.
He loves you. I like putting you on the spot. But thank you.
It's like my wedding all over again.
This is the episode of Burnt Out Coffee. Of course, I am Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado. With me is Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Farts. We are the Burnt Out Coffee. You can find us on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter as well. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure to like, make sure to subscribe. It really does help out the channel when you like the videos. It gets us more seen. And follow us. If you listen to us to an audio platform, if you are listening to us on YouTube or Facebook, just come on, stick around. We do this twice a week. We have other stuff like Internet 24. Internet 24 is an audio drama series that collects a whole bunch of just like stories I've written in soundscaping, voice acting. And this Monday came out my horror-themed one because I planned it for October. Fresh Red. It's a horror story. It's suspenseful. Ooh, it has snow. What's scarier than snow?
Ooh, I gotta send you a thing I wrote because I'm not a writer.
You wrote it. Technically, you wrote it. You don't have to air quote that. You wrote it.
I wrote it, but I have the same qualifications of a kindergartner.
No, you don't. Have faith.
Writing a Power Ranger fan fiction.
Hey, I actually didn't do that. Shut up.
Yes, so did I.
That was my start.
And they took my idea the next season. They were watching me.
Exactly. My very unique idea of monster comes in. Monster has this power. Boom, boom, boom. And that's how I wrote
it. It was actually the designs of the costumes.
Oh, that's dope. What was I going to say?
It's not dope. It's still my idea.
No, they didn't. And
they didn't. It was just basic shapes.
And I want to leave.
Is there like a circle square?
Oh, that one! I know which one you're talking about. The shape,
yeah, with the diamond and everything. Like they took all those. I was like, they did my shape idea because I was in kindergarten. I learned shapes.
We want to leave y'all with a question. Now, like always, a two-parter question. The easy one is, what is your favorite horror franchise? We would love to hear from you. Let us know. Is there a horror franchise that we don't know of, or is there a big one you feel that doesn't get enough love? Let us know down below. And a second one is. Our second topic, I don't know if I want to put that in our comment section because I'll go with a simple one, an easy one, Oscar, something gentle. What horror franchise would be great as a Power Ranger series? Because now that's all I can think about.
Ew, no, that's disgusting.
You don't want to see it? All of them turn into it? Clown red, clown blue, clown yellow.
That's horrifying.
Go, Power Ranger! The Megazord is giant clowns. It's running in the streets. You don't want to see that?
You're terrifying me now. Like, I don't even want to do this anymore. Like, it was
spooky. Spooky.
I hate it.
If you like the show, check out the Patreon. Always, we have extra content there. You get early access to my webcomic. How can I not mention that? Cat Trails is on Webtoon.
Cat Trails!
It is on.
Going on the adventure to the cat trail.
That's a new theme.
It's a never ending circle thingy that I don't know how to explain.
That is a theme song. I like that. That's a theme song. That's a new theme song. It's a circle thingy that I don't know how to explain.
It has no end, folks.
It's on Webtoon and Tapas. No, you can catch it there.
The show will never end. A comic. Soon to be a show.
I wish if this is this is putting it out in the universe. Netflix, I'm waiting.
Hey Netflix, guess what? We got a cartoony.
Yeah, you know they have a slush pile this high of just stuff people are submitting.
Yeah, but this one's good.
I hope. I believe it's good. But make sure to check that out as well as Oscars. Is there anything you want to like shout out?
No, not currently. It's been pretty quiet on my end.
Cool.
Trying to catch up with a bunch of stuff. So
I got you.
Hopefully new soon,
people. Thanks for watching. And just like always, Oscar's going to hit us with our famous catchphrase to get us out.
Cat trails. Join us on this mystical adventure on the cat trail. It's a circle thingy that never ends.
I don't know how to do a good bass line. I used to play the bass, and I can't do a good bass line.
No, you did not used to play the bass. You,
I practiced a lot. I practiced for a year.
You bought a bass because of Scott Pilgrim, and you learned two, three chords, and I've never actually heard you play the bass.
Yeah, because I am not ashamed. I have stage fright, Oscar. I never want to present something unless I feel it is good quality, and me playing a bit of some songs I knew wasn't good enough, and everything fell on my desk. Or talk coffee.
All I'm saying is you...
I love that transition. I was just saying...
That's the end of the episode, folks.